You're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler on Walker's Life FM today, and we're going to get into our feature album of the week today, and it's a really exciting one. A band who you might not have heard yet called Seeker and Servant, but I'm sure you'll hear about them very soon. Their album is called Into Your Love I Go, and Cameron Wood, lead singer and keyboardist from the band, joins me on the line. Now, Cameron, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, where are you? Where do you find you in the world today?
Well, you'd find me nestled in our home office. We run a small company on the side when we're not doing music, in Florence, Mississippi.
Ah, right. What's life like in Mississippi? Paint a picture for us.
Humid year-round. It only gets cold for a few weeks, and then it seems like it's hot all year round after that. Not really much going on. Nothing too exciting from day-to-day basis. I mean, it's just, if you could picture what Southern living looks like, that's Mississippi would be like the poster for that.
Okay. Fair enough. And you've just gone through, they call it the deep freeze, I think, over in America at the moment. Yeah, has that hit you?
It did hit us. So we had some unusual temperatures that we usually do not get here in the South. We hit some in the teens. And we had some wind chills in the negative degrees. So for us, that was definitely different. And a lot of people around here, when things like that happen, seem to kind of panic. We didn't, but others seem to when that happens. So it all went well there. It wasn't too bad.
That's good. Well, we're experiencing summer over here. So when we see these pictures, we just can't believe it. It just seems a bit ridiculous that it's so cold over there, but it's good to hear that you're not too affected by it anyway. Now, we're going to talk about Seeker and Servant, your band today. It's made up of yourself and your brother, Chandler, and also a friend, Cody, as well. How did you get together as a band?
Well, my brother and I, Chandler, Chandler's my brother, we've been playing music for a long time, like as long as I can really remember. Not really as a professional thing, you know, starting out, just something we enjoyed. We're very, very terrible when we started, you know, when you're getting to learn everything. We've just been playing music, and we used to be in a different group that was fairly popular around the Southeast here in America, called Topher Man. And about a year ago, or a little bit over a year ago, we put kind of Topher Man to rest, and because we got asked to be full-time worship leaders for a church here in our home at our we just started writing music more geared to like congregational worship. And at the time, the drummer that we had for our previous group didn't want to leave and go to this new church, wanted to stay at our home church. And at that time is when we needed to find someone to incorporate into the group. And we were looking for another drummer, and we ended up finding a programmer instead, which is where Cody comes in. He also does a lot of the percussion, too, so he can do drums as well, but he adds a lot with the way he programs, so.
Does he prefer the programming to the drumming, like the
synth sounds? I don't know. It's really interesting. He's a very eclectic type of guy. He likes to do both, so that's where a lot of the sound, I guess you could say, kind of came from. Because my brother and I, we're more folky singer-songwriter when we were writing music for the church. And then when he came on, it just kind of developed that sound you hear, I guess, that's on the record. So.
Now, the first album, Into Your Love I Go, has just dropped. Are you thrilled that it's out there?
Yeah, very thrilled. It's been something that when we started, we didn't really expect. We didn't know we'd be making a record in within a year. You know, we wanted to write music for this congregation, just music that was straight from, you know, our prayer life, our devotion life, where we were, you know, with our relationship with God, and we wanted to be able to sing from that, you know, place in our lives. And we wanted to be able to make it in a way where people could sing along too. And we didn't really know that, you know, 6 months after we started, you know, with Cody, that we'd be working on a record and then going to record a record. It just all kind of happened, you know, I guess the way God wanted it to. And then, you know, 6 months after we got done working, we've been working to, you know, up to the release. And it's just been a lot. I mean, a lot happening, you know, within a year time that we didn't plan. It all fell into place. And it's been really, really, really fun, but at the same time, it's been really, really, it's been a good opportunity to look back and just realize how much God is in control and how much we need to trust Him in our lives.
Has there been good feedback from the album so far?
It has been. We didn't really know what to expect when we released the record. You know, we spent a lot of time in our prayer life, you know, leading up to the release to let God do what he was going to do with it. You know, his will be done in that. And we've been getting response. I mean, you hearing about it all the way in Australia, that's one thing, you know. And then especially here in America, all across the country, we've been able to be featured on a few different kind of social media type of radio, like Spotify. We have RDO over here, things like that. We've just been on different things that we didn't really expect to be on or to get noticed by when we released the record. And the response we've gotten from people and what they're saying about the record is it's just kind of been breathtaking in a way, because it's not anything that we expected, but we are excited about it, and we just want, you know, God to be glorified through it. So.
Wonderful. Now we're going to hear the whole album in full across the next little while on the show today. The first track is a version that you've done of How Deep the Father's Love for Us. It's a magnificent tune, and I really love what you've done with it. Why did you choose to open your album with this song?
Really, I mean, over the past few years, we've started to grow kind of, I know my brother and I have a love more for, even though How Deep the Father's Love is not necessarily, you know, an old school hymn written in the 90s, we've just kind of grown a love for more of that type of writing, hymn style of writing, if you will. And I don't know, just the lyric content of songs like that, I think, speak even more than the music does. And we just thought, because the record itself is, you know, all about God's love, and it's in a journey, in a sense, about how we experience God's love, we just thought, what a better record to open this type of record with a song than describing, you know, how deep is God's love, how awesome is God's love, and that it's pretty much the gospel in a song. So, I mean, what else, you know, it's a better, what else, other song that would be better for that than How Deep the Father's Love, so.
And it's it sounds like there's layer upon layer and layer of instrumentation on this track. How does that all come together? Is a lot of that in the programming?
Yeah, a lot of the pads, synth pads and things, that's in the programming. But when we went into the studio, we wanted to try to capture most of the sounds organically. So we wanted to be able to play them. So a lot of the key parts and things like that, they're actually tracked down. A lot of the percussion and all the things that you think might be percussion, I mean, might be programming, sometimes is actually us playing. Now, there are, you know, a lot of layers. There are several layers of programming in there to achieve the sound we wanted. But a lot of it is actually hands-on of us just, you know, we all played a role in percussion. I mean, from the different parts, we all playing cymbals or a portion of the drum. Even our engineer was going in there, you know, playing different parts. We just wanted to create something that just was kind of, you know, organic, so you could feel the passion on the record, not just that you're listening to something that was created all on a computer.
And lead singer Cameron Wood joins us today on The Water Cooler, all the way from Mississippi as well, which is great. Now, Cameron, where did you record this album?
We recorded in Orlando, Florida. It's about where we live. It's about 11 and a half hours. So we travel. Yeah, our engineer, who's originally from Nashville, where we've recorded previously with other groups and just, you know, on and off, he moved to Orlando, and we've enjoyed working with him so much. And he has the chemistry with us. We didn't want to lose that. So we traveled to Orlando so we could keep him on as our engineer.
Wonderful. And was it a fun process to make?
It was definitely a very fun process. It wasn't that strenuous of a process either. Like sometimes when you go, when you're preparing for it, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you can plan as much as you think you can, and then you get into a studio and things change. And for us, I mean, it was a really good experience all the way through, from, you know, changing some parts around to just working on new things, and even incorporating our engineer, who's also a great musician, to help us out with some things. It was a great process. We tried to incorporate, you know, a lot of prayer and just God in the whole process, as far as, you know, what went on in the studio, and it helped out a lot. It was probably the best experience I've had in the studio, you know, since I've been recording and writing music. So.
Now, can you tell me the story about where the band name came from, Seeker and Servant?
Yeah, we were going through, you know, when we left the group that we used to be in, Chandler and I, we were going through different names. We were trying to find something that kind of incorporated who we were as individuals more so than what we would be as a band. And we looked through different places of scripture, and we just kept finding, or to me, I kept finding a recurring theme. And that was, as believers, we seek God constantly, but we're also servants at the same time, serving God and serving people. And, you know, we just put those two together, seeking God and loving and trying to grow our knowledge of who God is and then serving him at the same time. And that's really where the name was birthed out of.
Great. And as I listen to this album, as we listen through it today, I feel like it's a pretty alternative sound for a Christian album, which I find really refreshing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we didn't want to try to copy anyone at all. The world is filled with music. And there's so many artists out there, and with the age of the internet, you have, you know, anybody can record a song these days. And it just seems like it's, you know, getting to a point where originality is starting to be, it's become harder to kind of create, you know, your own original sound. And you know, we have influences from many different groups and people that we enjoy listening to, but we didn't want to become copycats. We wanted to try to develop something that would been something that we enjoy, but also as well as being something kind of new into that type of market into the type of scene that I guess you would put us into. So,
Who are your musical influences?
We listen to a lot. We have, you know, some secular groups that we listen to that influence our sound. One is M83. All three of the guys in the group, we love M83, and we love music like that. So a lot of the electronic side would be from, I guess, that style of music. And we like a lot of folk music too. And we definitely like, you know, Hillsong and things like that. I mean, they're just, you know, a staple in Christian music when it comes to worship. So you can't really, you know, put them out either. They're in there. We listen to so much music on a day-to-day basis. Literally every time we come together and meet, we're talking about bands that we're listening to or bands that that's in our CD player for a week It constantly changes. So I don't, you know, there's not really one pinpoint that I could, or band that I could say that we're constantly listening to. So, but they're from the folk, for this record, definitely we were listening to a lot of the folk genre of music, but at the same time, a lot of the big atmospheric electronic music too. So you have M83 in there. So I guess that mixed together is what helped kind of produce the sound that you hear on Into Your Love, I Go.
Yeah. And M83, they did do a film soundtrack for Oblivion, so you never know, you might do that one day too.
Yeah, we have gotten some comments on our stuff leaning to almost kind of like a cinematic type of sound, and we actually love a lot of soundtracks for movies and things, especially some of Hans Zimmer's work and things like that. And so we wouldn't say that couldn't be in our future. You know, that if that was, then you know. That glory to God for that as well. So,
yeah, we're listening to your album today in full, and we're about to hear Our Souls Cry. What's the story behind this song?
Our Souls Cry actually was written when we before Seeker and Servant was ever in vision. it was a song written by my brother Chandler, and we finished it up. Actually, we were playing a church camp during the summer one year. It was about a year and a half or 2 years ago, and we finished it up there. I was on the piano at this church camp in some of our downtime, and we just started playing and finishing up what he had started writing. And Our Souls Cry really, I guess you could say, was the first thing that we ever wrote that kind of opened a way for Seeker and Servant. And it's definitely, you know, on the record, a very mellow sound compared to the rest of the record. You know, it's very, very, very raw. There's no electronic or any pads or anything like that in the song. It's just simple acoustic piano and a little bit of percussion. But the song actually for me, and I could say probably so for my brother as well, that song really speaks about who we are in our hearts. And we wanted to include it because that's what we feel like on a day-to-day basis as Christians. We feel our souls and our hearts longing for God more and more, crying out to God more and more, and knowing that regardless of any circumstance that He is there and clinging to Him, whether we're faced with temptation or we've failed or sinned against God, anything like that, you know, He is our rock and He is our foundation. And that really is sums up, you know, who we are as seeker and servant, that we rely totally on God. My name is Cameron Wood. I'm from the band Seeker and Servant. You're listening to Sam on the Water Cooler, and that was our song, Let Me Not.
Oh, very good. Back announcing, Cameron. Yeah, that's all right. Seeker and Servant are our feature act today on the show. Their album, Into Your Love I Go, we're playing it in full. And I've got to say, before we move on, that song there's a lot of whistles on that song. Is that hard to whistle on that track and do it? I imagine doing it live, it'd be hard to do.
That's actually Cody. That came completely out of nowhere. We were listening back to some of the recorded track when we were in studio, listening to some spaces that we could fill in that we felt were empty in the track. And Cody was actually sitting, there was like a couch, started to whistle. And I was like, we need to put that on the track. And then I think other guys were like, yeah, that sounds awesome. So we did it. I can't remember if he whistled all the way through. I think we whistled a portion of it, you know, in the cabinet, but whistling for that period of time is definitely would be very difficult to accomplish. So I think some of it is we've looped it, you know, after a period of time but we wanted it to continue going all the way through that part just because it adds, I don't know, just something different.
And have you done that live?
Tried to experience some of the whistling. So live, that is programmed. The whistle's programmed, and we might get to a point eventually where we become professional whistlers and we can accomplish that feat. But, at this moment in time, we have not gotten there yet.
You need a massive glass of water there ready to go to keep that going.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now, Into Your Love I Go, it's a great record. Is there a key message or big idea to the album as a whole?
Yeah, well, when we started writing the record, we knew we kind of had a general theme, and we kind of came up with the title for this when we started writing the song, actually, Into Your Love I Go. And as the record began to develop, we began to see a journey the record kind of took on. One is starting with the first few tracks is kind of like experiencing God's love. And then, like, when you hit Let Me Not and To Meditate and stuff, it's almost like, you know, kind of meditating or studying God's love. And then the last part of the record is being joyous and fully, you know, experiencing God's love. So it's almost like a journey from the beginning to the end that wasn't planned at all. And when we started figuring out the track listing for the record, before we even went to the studio, we kind of knew the track listing we wanted because the way that the songs led into one another, it did create that journey, and we wanted to keep that on the record. So that's why Into Your Love I Go is actually the last track, because that's it. I mean, you know, once you become a Christian or once you become saved, you're entering into God's love. That's, you know, a big, big thing, and we wanted to capture how large and how big of a thing that is through music. And so that's what we tried to accomplish with that track.
We're about to hear a song called Meditate, open bracket, Psalm 1, close bracket. It's instrumental, it's short, it's sweet. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, the song was started out completely as a program song that Cody, I guess, just in his spare time, was creating, and he'd do this from time to time if he came up with something that he liked or something that he heard. And when we got together to practice, he would, you know, he would demo it for us. And then if we liked something, a lot of times we would try to, you know, transpose it to full band. And with this one, we loved it, and we didn't really know. You know, at first we thought, well, maybe it could end up being a full song. And then as we got to, you know, finishing up the record, the writing process, we just felt that we needed something almost kind of like a breath in the middle of the record. And that's what Meditate was for us. And we just were like, no, let's just leave it as a little interlude track. Let's just leave it as almost that moment to where you can just okay, well, I've gotten this first part of the record out of the way. Let's just take a breath and meditate on what the record's been telling us so far before we, you know, jump into the last half of the record. So,
and it's called Psalm 1. Why Psalm 1?
Well, Psalm 1 is really what meditating on God's word. I mean, that's what Psalm 1 talks about. So that's where we were actually reading in Psalm 1, or we were reading from Psalms whenever we came up with a name. So meditate straight from Psalm 1.
Seeker and Servant there with Our Greatest Joy. Before that, you heard the lead single In Awe and Meditate Psalm 1. And lead singer Cameron Wood joins me on the water cooler today, all the way from Mississippi. Now, Cameron, we've started doing something on the show this year called the Fast Five, which is I throw five questions at you about random stuff, and I want to see if you can answer them. Are you up to the challenge?
Yes, let's try it. Let's go.
All right. So the Fast Five begins now. Question one: when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A musician.
Ah, there you go. Living the dream.
Yeah.
That's right. Question two, what's the last movie you saw, and was it any good?
Last movie I saw was Saving Mr. Banks, and I did like it, probably not as much as my wife, but I did think it was a very well-written movie. So.
Okay, cool. Question number three, if you could collaborate with any musician in the whole world on a track for your next album, who would you pick?
There's an artist, his name is JT Daly, he's in the band Paper Route. They're from America. We actually would love to try to get him to actually produce and help write our next record.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, if you're listening, I don't think he's going to be listening to this.
You never know.
No, you never know. Question number four, what's your favorite book of the Bible if you have one?
James.
Why would you say James?
Because James is James is written to already believers and as a way to, I guess, to recess your life as to are you really walking with God, and it's a great thing for me to read. I love reading it throughout the year just to kind of help me reevaluate where my life is and am I truly walking with God.
And final question number five: what album can't you get enough of at the moment?
What album can I get enough of at the moment? Well, the record that I've been listening to the most of lately is from a band. They're actually, a independent band out of America. They're called Air Review. And I just found them a couple weeks ago. Actually it was a Spotify, if you like this, listen to this type of thing. And, I get caught in that wormhole sometimes listening to music. And, I've been listening a lot of that record. I mean, it's a record from start to finish that, I just, we'll listen to over and over again. And it kind of reminds me of our record and the way that it's kind of built. But I don't know. It's just something that so anybody out there listening, if you like some really good music, check out Air Review.
Great. Good recommendation. I'll have to check it out too. You've released this album at the very start of 2014. What have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, our Cody, he's finishing up his last semester of college right now, and he'll be finished out in May. So right now, as far as touring goes, we're planning on doing something here. We have spring break, which is in March, and we're planning on doing like a house show run where we just take some of our gear, have a really raw and organic, you know, sessions in some houses across America. For a week or so. And then we don't plan on really touring heavily with this until the summer. So our plans right now is just really promoting and marketing Interior Love I Go, you know, getting on the record and, you know, if we can, into some review, getting some more reviews of the record, you know, magazines, some write-ups of what we're doing. That's really the plan that we have currently. And then as we move into the summer of 2014, really trying to, you know, hit touring pretty heavily and probably finish throughout the rest of the year doing that. So.
Cool. And would you like to tour this record outside of America one day, maybe to Australia?
Absolutely. Actually, another big market, actually our largest market before it was even America, was in Europe. There's a thing called the Good Christian Music Blog. And we got connected with him and the Good Christian Music Blog, and he just started – you know, really liking what we did. He's actually had the rights to stream the record first, so it actually streamed in UK before it even was over here. It was really cool. It was just we have people from Spain. We have people. We just had someone yesterday buy something from Australia, actually. And so, I mean, we're not going to say we won't do that. We would love to do that. If God makes a way for us to be able to do that, we would definitely love to go outside of the United States.
Great. Now we're about to hear the last track, which is also the title track, Into Your Love I Go. It's bright, it's anthemic. What should we listen out for as we hear this track?
My favorite section really is when my brother sings. It's the second verse, and as it starts to build, I just love the drop, because the drop, I just feel like, okay, you're almost ready to be submerged by what we're singing or what's being sung there, and it just, the music all together, just kind of all hits at the same time. And it's a track for me, when we wrote it, that I wanted people to almost close their eyes to, and to be kind of taken away by what's going on in the music. So a good place to do that, if you want a recommendation, if you want to start closing your eyes, I say do it in the second verse and just let it take you from there. So,
all right, listeners, you heard that. As you hear this, close your eyes in the second verse and let it take over. Cameron from Seeker and Servant, thanks so much for your time today and being able to talk through this, a wonderful record, and all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you very much.